Well, hello there, Bruce Cameron, welcoming you to Come All Ye, another program of folk music right here on Community Radio 2MCE in the Central West. Good to have your company, as always, and today a featured album from England, not unusually for the program, but it's a little different, this one. It's from a group, a trio, in fact, called Banter. We'll hear from them in about 20 minutes. But we'll start the program with two tracks from the New England region of New South Wales. This is Barry MacDonald and the band Maruin. First of all, the set of Shotishas. Should I tell you what they are ahead of time? I will do that and then tell you at the end what they are or what they were. Green Grow the Rushes, Lizzie Knox's, and Alice Cosgrove's. And we'll follow that up with a slightly bawdy song, if you listen closely to the words, Green Light Upon the Green.
She had a daughter for to live the same, and you know damn well what I mean. There was an old farmer who lived close by, green light upon the green, and he had a son for to do the same, you know damn well what I mean. Now this young couple went to bed together, green light upon the green, to see if one could be covered by the other, and you know damn well what I mean. He placed his hand upon her thigh, green light upon the green. Oh, what is this with the grass so high? You know damn well what I mean. That's my spring with the grass so high, green light upon the green. Yes, that's my spring and it never runs dry. You know damn well what I mean. She placed her hand upon his thigh, green light upon the green. Oh, what is this with his head held high? You know damn well what I mean. Oh, that's my horse with his head held high, green light upon the green. Yes, that's my horse and he's terrible dry. You know damn well what I mean. Well, lead your horse up to my spring, green light upon the green. And if he won't drink, shove the bugger right in. You know damn well what I mean. How will you know when he's had enough? Green light upon the green. He'll sweat at the brow and foam at the mouth. You know damn well what I mean. How will you know when he's going to die? Green light upon the green. He'll feel a last tear tumble out of his eye. You know damn well what I mean.
I think you get the idea. Slightly naughty song, that one. Versions of that have been collected all over the place, notably in Somerset in England. That version was from Barry MacDonald singing there. Three Shottishas in the previous track. Green Grow the Rushes, which itself has unprintable words, but we weren't blessed with those. Green Grow the Rushes, Lizzie Knox's and Alice Cosgrove's Shottishas from the album called Where the Sunlight's on the Dewdrops Shine. Folk music from New England in New South Wales from Barry MacDonald and the group Maruin.
The sky is just as blue. The day is just as bright. The birds are singing too. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Just as free, and nature seems to say it's all for you and me. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. So wear a happy smile and life will be worthwhile. Forget your tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Summertime has passed and snow begins to fall. say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
Very distinctive, innovative guitar work there from Maybelle Carter, performing there with the Carter family, A.P. Carter, Alvin Pleasant Carter, and his wife Sarah, with You Are My Flower, very early American country music, and great harmony and great guitar. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time for an MSR, which, if you're a bagpiper, indeed if you're not a bagpiper, you may well know, that stands for March, Strathspey and Reel. This is a group called Skippinish. We'll hear McLean of Pennycross, the Yui with a Crooked Horn, and the Smith of Chelichassy.
Why that was, we never could tell, 'cause that young bugger was always well. He sowed his corn on June the last. In July it was up to his ass. In September there came a flood. Oh, the young fella's corn was mud. He went to his field, he got there at last. The grass and weeds was up to his ass. The grass and weeds had grown so high, and it caused the poor fella for to sigh. His courtship had just begun, and she said, "Kind sir, if you hold your corn, I've tried, but it's all in vain, and I don't believe that I'll raise a grain." "Then why have you come to me?" she said, "if you will not raise your own cornbread. Single I am, and I will remain a lazy son, so I won't maintain." He hung his head and he walked away, and said, "Kind miss, you'll rue the day. You'll rue the day you ever was born. We're giving me grace, and we'll have corn." His courtship was over and done, on his way he then begun. He said, "Kind miss, I'll have another girl, if I have to ramble this big white girl." Never could tell, 'cause that young bugger was always there.
That was recorded live in concert. The Lazy Farmer was the song, and we heard Chris Wood singing with Andy Cutting playing melodeon, from an album called Live at Sidmouth. Sidmouth, very long-running English folk festival. And before that, the group Skippinish. When I say group, it's really mainly two people with a bunch of regular touring musicians. The leaders of that group are Angus MacPhail playing accordion and Andrew Stevenson playing bagpipes and whistles and flutes. And we heard an MSR set, March Strathspey Reel. McLean of Pennycross, the Yui with a Crooked Horn, and the Smith of Chilly Chassis. This is a group called Welcome Strangers from Melbourne.
Last night I was driven near crazy by the one that I love and adore. She's packed up her boxes and left me, and I don't think I'll see her no more. I've written her hundreds of letters to beg her my faults to forget, but now she's shot through with another, and this is the answer I get. Wait till the push on the corner refuses to drink a long beer. Wait till those thieves and pickpockets from the streets of Fitzroy disappear. When those dear little Collingwood lassies from powder and paint they are free. When the Chinese are coppers on Burke Street, my darling, I'll come back to thee. To me why she left me, I've recently wangled the dole, and I'm out late so's not to annoy her, and my boozing's back under control. At the doggies and Gigi's I'm winning, So now I can start me own toad. But when my mates dropped me back home this morning, she'd shot through and left me this note. Wait till the push on the corner refuses to drink a long beer. Wait till those thieves and pickpockets in the streets of Fitzroy disappear. When those dear little Collingwood lassies from Powlett and Paint they are free. And when the Chinese are coppers on Burke Street, my darling, I'll come back to thee. Wait till the push on the corner refuses to drink a long beer. Wait till those thieves and pickpockets from the streets of Fitzroy disappear. And the dear little Collingwood lassies from Powder and Paint they are free. And when the Chinese are coppers on Burke Street, my darling, I'll come back to thee.
Very distinctive voice there of the late, sadly, Greg O'Leary, singing with the group Welcome Strangers, and a fascinating album called Nuggets from Here and There. That, of course, was The Push on the Corner. I've played that a few times, and it's a collected song. Also in that group is Greg Hildebrand. The sleeve notes to the album say the song was collected by Joy Hildebrand, Greg Hildebrand's wife, from an old codger in a Collingwood pub. Good song. Now, on Come All Ye, time for the featured album. It's called Three. That's it, just the number, Three, by a group called Banter. Eight traditional songs and four English dance tunes. And the songs are recent adaptations of well-known songs, mostly well-known songs, and ballad lyrics from the English tradition, and a bunch of newly composed tunes by the keyboard and vocalist in this group, Nina Zeller. There's Nina Zeller, Simon Kerr, playing melodeon and concertina, and Tim Walker, who plays percussion. They get a bit of help from a few other people along the way, including John Spears, who we'll hear on this track called The Labourer.
Keep the raving wolf away from the door. Well, don't you want He's got 7 children, and most of them are small. He has nothing but hard labor to maintain them all. He has nothing but hard labor to maintain them all.
Seven children, and most of them are small. The Labourer, yes, first track from the featured album called Three, indicating that it is their third album. Yes, you worked that out. The group is Banter. Nina Zeller plays keyboards and sings. Simon Kerr plays melodeon and concertina. And Tim Walker plays percussion and some brass instruments. And they had a guest there singing on that track, John Spears, best known, I guess, to regular listeners of this program as a member of the duo Spears and Bowden, with his mate John Bowden. On we go to a blues type thing. This is an interesting duo called Shesham, no it's not, Shesham and Lotus. Here they are, Shesham Crow and Lotus White, two Canadian country blues musicians. They also play a bit of ragtime and vaudeville. They sometimes perform under different names, so it's a bit confusing keeping track of them. But here they are from an album called Every Time, Sweet to Mama. We'll be right back. didn't record that onto a wax cylinder or on old 78s. They're just messing with us, I think. Sweet to Mama by Shisham Crow and Lotus White, two Canadian musicians. Come on, finish. Right, that's the end of that. They scratched their way for far too long. Every Time is the name of the album. They play country blues, ragtime and vaudeville. We got just about all of that on that song. I'll play two tracks now from the first album released by wonderful band from Ireland, from the west of Ireland, called Stockton's Wing. And I saw these people playing in Ennis in 1978. They were tremendous. We'll hear an English song, so uncharacteristically, I guess, for this band at the time, called Pleasant and Delightful. Then a couple of mazurkas, Sonny Brogan's and Charlie Lennon's mazurka. And Charlie Lennon was the uncle of the guy who's going to be playing fiddle on this, Morris Lennon. First, Pleasant and Delightful.
It was pleasant and delightful on a bright summer's morn, when the fields and the meadows were covered in corn. There were blackbirds and thrushes singing on every tree, and the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. And the larks, they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. A sailor and his true love were walking one day. Said the sailor to his true love, I'm bound far away. I'm bound for the West Indies, where the loud cannons roar. I am bound to leave my Nancy, she's the girl that I adore. I am bound to leave my Nancy. I am bound to leave my Nancy. I am bound to leave my Nancy. She's the girl that I adore. A ring from off her finger she instantly drew, saying, take this, me dearest Willie, and my heart will go too. And as he stood embracing her, from her eyes the tears fell, saying, may I go along with you? Oh, no, me love, farewell. Saying, may I go along with you? Saying, may I go along with you? Saying, may I go along with you? Oh, no, me love, farewell. So fare thee well, Nancy, now I must away. For the topsail is hoisted, and the anchor is weighed, and the ship, she stands waiting for the next flowing tide. And if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. And if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, I will make you my bride.
Thank you.
That for a while. That's called Doffin Mistress by the Silly Sisters, who were Maddie Pryor and June Tabor, one of the first records that appeared on this program 50 years ago, almost 50 years ago anyway. I think the album came out in about 1976, simply called Silly Sisters. There was a second one that followed it. They were busy with other activities. Maddie Pryor, of course, was with Steel Eye Span. Another one from the featured album now. This is the Hitch and May song by the group Banter.
Remember us, Pomeyers, all and us, we do begin to lead our lives in kindness, or else we die within.
We've been running all the night and almost all the day. And now that we are back again, we approach you a branch of May.
It's well budded out by the work of all our hands.
We've been rambling all the night and almost all the day. And now that we are back again, we approach a branch of May. A branch of May, a branch of May. We grow to a branch of May. A branch of May, a branch of May. We grow to a branch of May.
So green as any leek. The trusty cloud, he watered them with wholesome dew so sweet.
And we've been rambling all the night and almost all the day. And now that we are back again, we approach you a branch of May. A branch of May, a branch of May. We brought you a branch of May. Branch of May.
from our featured album today on Come All Ye. That's the Hitchin May song. Hitchin, H-I-T-C-H-I-N, is a town in Hertfordshire. And that song is an old English folk carol, I guess, reflecting on your mortality, perhaps, as those things do. Hitchin May song from Banter. More from them in just a little while. What do you know about Talmadge Osborne? He came to a sticky end, did Talmadge. He tried to jump onto a freight train. This is in 1926. He was in Virginia, and Talmadge didn't quite make it. His life ended at that point. Ernest Stoneman, known as Pop Stoneman, has a song about him.
Young men tell me, Dorfman, who seemed to have no dread. The people all took notice of a strange way once or twice. They believed that he had a warning of a calling of his life. He was born in Grayson County, here paying for some land. Now he's in eternity in Chudman's evil stand. He saw the engine coming, but moving down the road. Boys said, look out, old man, but upon it he did load. The engine, it was backing off, and Osborne caused the ride. He got off with his hands cut off, and he lost his life beside. They stopped the engine quickly with a signal it was given. I know not who was the engineer, but his engine is 497. Many a man been murdered by the railroad. Many a man been murdered by the railroad. Many a man been murdered by the railroad and laid in his cold lonesome grave. You may think it's jolly, but it's real good advice. If you're having lots of fun and living mighty nice, be careful how you're walking on the company right of way. The Johnson Law will get you, then your doom you'll have to pay. For they have a kind of a law out there, it's a mighty secret thing. You'll get all that's coming if you're not in the ring. With a pistol in your pocket and riding on a train, 6 months upon the county road,
you'll be your finished. That's Ernest Stoneman and the fate of Talmadge Osborne. He, Pop Stoneman, that is, a contemporary of the Carter family, whom we heard a little earlier in the program. A song now from a group called The She, S-H-E-E, The She, an all-female group, good musicians, good singers. A song that I've played a few times on the program over the years, Tom Paine's Bones. This is a song composed by Graham Moore. And Tom Paine, he was pretty much disliked all over the place, certainly in England, where he was born, and he ended up making enemies of half the French population as well, and the American colonies. He was born in 1737, died in 1809. He perhaps is best known for couple of publications, The Age of Reason and The Rights of Man, both of which I think appeared in the 1790s. But this rather good song, I'll Dance on Tom Paine's Bones.
As I went out one evening, biodiverse discontent, I bumped straight into old Tom Paine. As running down the road he went, he said, "I can't stop right now, child. King George is after me. He'd have a rope around my throat and hang me on a liberty tree. And I will dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I only talked about freedom and justice for everyone, but since the very first word I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. They say I preached a revolution. Let me say in my defense that all I did wherever I went was to talk a lot of common sense. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom.
It said, "This is the age of reason. These are the rights of man. Kick off religion and monarchy." It was written in Tom Paine's plan. And I will dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. I'll dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Well, Tom Paine never dies. Nobody laughs and nobody cries. Where he's gone, how he fares, nobody knows, nobody cares. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones. Now dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones.
Group is called She, S-H-E-E. Tom Paine's Bones, composition of Graham Moore. I think I'm wearing the oldest boots I own right now. I don't really dress up for the radio. Sorry if that distresses you. I'm not a BBC newsreader from the 1950s. I don't think you need to know that. But anyway, there you go. Tom Paine's Bones and S-I, with a cute over it, or a fudder. I think they're the fairy folk. But S-H-E-E, I guess, is a more phonetic spelling of it.
King Canute had courtiers many a one, and flatterers not a few. And they told King Canute that under the sun there was naught that he could not do. Then out spake Canute, "Quite well, I trow, monarch and king are we. Wend you with me to the beach below, we will gaze on the glorious sea." To the beach below he royally strode, and sat himself on the sand. And he cried to the billows as onward they rode, "Hasten back, it is my command." Yet onward rolling on the billows came, stopping not in their race, scornfully flinging their angry foam in the monarch's blushing face. Then up rose the king with scorn on his brow as the billows rushed by his chair. And he cried to his courtiers, still whispering low, full of shame and contrition there, "Go, flatterers, go ye hence, away be gone, wiser be from this day. Mark you this lesson, there is but one whom the wind and the waves obey."
Oh, once I had a charming beau, I loved him dear as life. I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife.
When I would be his wife, when I would be his wife.
I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife. He came to see me Sunday night, he stayed till almost three. He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me.
As well as he loved me, as well as he loved me.
He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me. His pockets, they were lined with silk, and oh, we cut a dash. A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache.
A little black moustache, a little black moustache.
A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache. He said we live in grandest style, for oh, we'd lots of cash. And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache.
That charming black moustache, that charming black moustache.
And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache. But then there came an old maid, she owned her weight in gold. She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old.
And 59 years old, and 59 years old.
She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old. And now they live in grandest style in yonder mansion old. She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold.
He married for her gold, he married for her gold.
She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold. So ladies, listen while I sing, don't ever be so rash. Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
The little black moustache, the little black moustache.
Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
Hmm, yes, interesting percussion there. King Canute and the Little Black Moustache by an English group called Duck Soup. And Duck Soup want to make it known that they didn't take their name from the Marx Brothers movie called Duck Soup. They took it from a Laurel and Hardy film called Duck Soup. Well, good. Here's Stan Rogers.
Now it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager, it was all so big and new. You never had to tell him twice or find him work to do. And evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd read in spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. Now it's a thing that us old-timers know, in a sultry summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000-tonner can be thrown upon her beam, while the gale takes all before it with a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. Where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and kind. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I could as well not make a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Now I could feel her heeling over with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under, then so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. Far over side, I heard him calling. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the licks for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. So it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. And wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail, and whirl off one more youngster in the gale. And I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. Tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall.
Oh,
That's a group called Slummer Band, formed by a chap named Laszlo Slummer. I think, even though the album is called Music from Moldavia, I think they're all Hungarians, but I could be wrong. Anyway, it gets a bit murky around that part of Eastern Europe. Not Moldova, Moldavia, which came before Moldova. Go and look it up. Anyway, we heard Gergetanz, which I gather is something like Gerge's dance. So I hope he enjoyed it. Gerge must have liked dancing. You're listening to Come All Ye. Another one from the featured album. This is Banter, once again, from the album 3, and their take on a song called Home Sweet Home.
Home with every blessing crown.
absolutely sure whether there was a second vocalist in there or whether Nina Zeller double-tracked her vocals on Home Sweet Home from Three. That's our featured album today on Come All Ye. There's a group called the High Kings. Red is the rose.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow. And I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that we strayed, when the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon, she on its rays, on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be my love forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
It's not for the parting that my sister pains. It's not for the grief of my mother. It's all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever.
Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
Oh, we're hearing lots of nice harmony on the program today, I think. Red is the Rose was that song, and you might recognise the melody as very similar to by Yon Bonnie Banks and Yon Bonnie Braes. Loch Lomond, of course. But there, the High Kings gave us Red is the Rose. We head now to Brisbane. A group called The Poachers recorded an EP. We'll hear Lone Shanachile first, and then a tune, or two tunes. First one they call Mist on the Mountain. It's also known as the Mist-Covered Mountains, and it was originally an old Scottish tune, but adapted by Junior Crean from County Clare. And then they put with it a tune called The Millbrae. So this is The Poachers.
Thank you. silvery spray, thrashing through heaven's bright tray for the glory and pride of poor Erin. Sweet, sweet Inishkar, thou art sacred and blessed, a fit place for a saint or a warrior's rest. O God, that a bear should be best of his brood, who now bides your beauty, my Erin. Lonely and sad I roam, far from my island home, where the wild waves surging from headlands appearing, clouded in silvery spray, threshing through heaven's bright ray, for the glory and pride of poor Erin. Oh God, how I long for to linger once more to the old ones I left round my own.
Thank you.
tracks from The Poachers from Brisbane, Lone Shanachile, and then two tunes, Mist on the Mountain, they call it, otherwise known as the Mist-Covered Mountains, and The Millbrae was the tune they put with that. Tom Russell joins the program now, not with one of his own songs, although I've played a lot of stuff that he's composed and sung by him. This was composed by Mike Smith and is probably better known than most of Tom Russell's songs. This is The Dutchman.
The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam was gold and Margaret brings him breakfast, she believes him. Thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Now, dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His coat and cap are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. To Margaret comes to take him home again, down unforgiving streets that trip him though he holds her hand. Sometimes he thinks he's alone and calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Now, dear Margaret remembers that for me. The windmills whirl the winter in. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name out, humming some old love song. They learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two. They hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Now, dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Beautiful song. It's been around a long time, composed by Mike Smith and sung there by Tom Russell from his album Modern Art, The Dutchman. Go now to a song, I think mostly composed by Amethyst Kaya, who's one of four African-American musicians, along with Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCullough and Alison Russell, who produced an album called Songs of Our Native Daughters, an African-American legacy. This song is called Moon Meets the Sun. I don't have time to give a great long introduction to the album. It was a featured album some time ago when it was released. Moon Meets the Sun.
Balancez.
Pas d'été de Bosière and pas d'été de Verrou. So no summer in Bosière, I don't know where that is, and no summer in Verrou. Verrou, I think, is in western France. By the trio Gerbigny. They were a band from Poitou in western France. Very lively stuff. I do like that. And that, boys and girls, is just about it for the program, so I do hope you've enjoyed the music that I've chosen for you today. If you haven't, then I do apologise, but I can't do much about it now because the program's over. But I'll play a set of slip jigs. This is Joe Kilmurray's and Fernell's Frolic from Peter Carberry and Padraig McGovern. Peter Carberry plays an accordion and Padraig McGovern plays the Eland pipes and other stuff occasionally. Thanks again. We'll do it next week. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.